worst I've seen.
What's going on?
Oh, the humanity.
This is insane.
I'm in fear for my safety.
Look at it. Five. It's coming this way.
I can't believe it's come to this.
Four. Is anybody hurt?
Somebody do something.
Make it stop.
Three.
I can't look away.
No. No.
Get out of the way.
Two.
Get down.
Take cover.
It's here. It's here.
One. And now, we bring you your weekly waste of time, featuring Crisco.
Fill me with your glowing slime.
Kara.
Yeah, so great.
Mickey.
Protect your private parts.
And Lazy E.
This is how aneurysms start.
It's the best mistake ever. Welcome to a freak accident.
Let's go!
Back together again, well, at least I am, with you two. But
yeah.
We're still missing somebody. This is the most weird, although last year kind of petered out at the end, too, didn't it?
It's kind of like a chop shop
right,
of
yeah.
the show.
Yeah, by the end of the year, we stop caring, but that doesn't mean you have permission to stop caring, listener.
No,
no, you must keep caring with all of your heart and soul. Welcome to A Freak Accident, where we'll make you care. We will find you.
I will find you, and I will make you care about this damn show.
That's right. So let that be a lesson to you. Yeah, like I said, this is A Freak Accident, our podcast. It's the best mistake ever. Our website to find out stuff about the podcast is afreakaccident.com. That's the letter A, freakaccident.com. If you'd like to reach out to the show, it's freaks@afreakaccident.com. I'm Crisco, back after a week off. Lazy E here as well.
Yeah, I actually have something I want you guys to try.
Uh-oh. Ooh, okay. And, well... Okay, let's first try not to wreck the equipment.
No,
okay?
No, this is part of it. No.
And we got Mickey here as well.
I am.
Still mostly falling apart.
Yep.
So a great show lined up. We got so much to get to. Absolutely so much to tackle. And Kara is normally our fourth mic. In the wind again, if you like that sometimes.
No.
But yeah, we are here. Like I said, a lot to get to on this episode. First and foremost, Lazy E. You have something you want us to try.
All right.
What are we doing? A magic trick?
I hope so.
Do you guys see the frog in my hand?
No.
No.
Well, I just did a backflip. Here, hold its hat.
Oh, God.
Here, hold its shoes.
I still don't see anything. And why do you have a hat and shoes on?
Now, do you see the frog in my hand?
No.
Then why are you holding its hat and shoes?
Thanks.
I really look. I'm sitting here with my hand out.
Yep.
Like, I need to make sure I don't drop this top hat. And it is also a top hat, too. Like, I knew exactly what hat it was.
Yes.
Amazing. So, hey, Lazy E, congratulations.
Yeah. Oh, thank you.
I'm very proud of you. Do you want to explain?
Oh, 3 years sober. Yeah.
Well done, homie. Well
Thank
done.
You.
Wow. What a handsome devil he is. Look at him.
I try.
Successful and got his life together.
I try. I wouldn't say together. It's chop
no,
chop.
No, seriously. Chop chop is his
it
running
is.
Theme.
Yeah.
Here. No, seriously, man. That's such an awesome accomplishment. 3 years. Great work.
Yeah, it's neat to think 3 years ago it was that I took my last drink. It's pretty wild.
It's a long time, 3 years.
I did the math because I've never done the math before on it because I hate math. It's 1,095 days.
Nice. So you're in quad digits already.
Yeah.
Very cool. Very cool. That's something to be celebrated. You do have to learn how to take better pictures, though.
Well, I just took it in the morning. I was half asleep. I was like, eh.
It literally looks, it's his picture. I don't know if you saw it
no,
on his Facebook.
No, I did not.
He took a picture of his coin.
Okay.
You know, the award coins, right?
Is yeah, that, they're chips, yeah.
Yeah. So they get, like, the things to commemorate their accomplishments. And I for a second there, I had to remind myself, I'm like, oh, Lazy E joined the Freemasons. Oh, no, that's the... because it's the weird triangle with the circle inside. It looks like... But anyway, no, he posts a picture, and I'm looking at it. I'm like, what the hell? Like, did he find a quarter? Oh, so like... Very
process.
Blurry. Yeah, blurry and yeah, like I wonder if this was like his third attempt, you know, that picture, like trying again and again, like right as he's about to take the picture, like it goes blurry again, because my phone does that sometimes.
It basically did that. I had my hand still, and it was when I went to my car, I'm like,
didn't want to focus.
Nah, too late.
Listen, get your S together. No more chop shopping. Figure it out. That's an awesome accomplishment.
Thank you.
Mickey. Is here with lopsided headphones because apparently you tore them to pieces last week in furious anger.
Yes.
in the episode.
And then I was too lazy to go get new ones, so they're taped. It's fine.
What do you do during the day when you're not shopping for headphones?
Other stuff.
I just...
She built that Taj Mahal behind her house. And in progress.
It wasn't too long ago that I told you, why don't you buy like 5 pairs of them just in case?
And I'm going to this time.
I don't need to.
I'm going to this time.
See?
I'm going to have a stockpile.
Yeah.
I'm going to spend a whole whopping $25.
Is the unicorn design the only one that they have, or is there like tiger?
I think they have a cat one, ooh, too.
Ooh. You should get a couple. Mix it up. Go cat this time.
I'm going to go anything that has lights. Just so I can be obnoxious.
Well, yeah. Yeah, I mean, I don't expect any less than that.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, I demand it. You be as obnoxious as possible. That's been like kind of your role on the show this whole time.
Of course.
This is kind of the show itself. We are obnoxious.
Yeah. Her especially, though.
Mm-hmm.
She's so obnoxious. She looks down her nose at us for being who we are.
But yet she's here.
Right, yeah, true. She
still haven't figured that one out yet.
Insists on continuing to be friends with us. Mm-hmm. I am happy to be back after my week off. I heard your little remark about how, he just so happens to get COVID on his birthday. Look, I didn't have COVID on my birthday. I just didn't come to the show.
See?
But you knew that. You knew I wasn't going to be here that day because I had made plans for that in advance of me getting COVID.
Oh.
But the COVID, the COVID technically ended, I guess, on Tuesday. So, I should say the contagency period ended.
I understand none of it.
I don't know. I guess, like, what now, because, like, multiple people had to explain it to me because I wasn't following the guidelines anymore. But I guess it's, like, after 5 days, if you have no symptoms, you can go back to your life and go out. Like, it's recommended that you still wear a mask, though, or whatever. After 10 days, you can lose the mask because that's unlikely at that point that you're infectious.
Even if you're testing positive still.
Yeah, because I guess you could test positive for, like, up to 90 days afterward.
But you're not infectious.
Right. Yeah, I guess that's possible.
I don't know.
Listen, I'm going based off what these people who this is supposed to be their whole thing.
Mm-hmm. I'm lazy, not Fauci.
Ah, brilliant. Ah, well done. Yes. But yeah, so I don't know. Like, I haven't tested negative. I mean, I took one test like at the end of the first 5 days and the line was like really faint. I haven't taken one again since, but I don't have symptoms anymore.
Meh.
I mean, I'll tell you what, though. That was, I had a very mild case, thankfully, but the worst part of it was the headache. I had a headache the first and second day that was the worst headache I've ever had, excepting only when I used to get migraines when I was younger.
So it was like a migraine.
It hurt to see. Like, I was laying in my recliner with my eyes closed most of the day, because if I opened my eyes and tried to look, that actually hurt to look at things.
All right.
So, like, I just kept my eyes closed. I'm going to keep my eyes closed and let it not. And I had, like, a heating pad on my face just trying to take some of the pain away. So that was bad. That was brutal. The rest of it, like, I didn't have a cough, really. Like, I coughed for 2 days, but it was, like, a productive cough after, like, my fever broke.
Yeah.
It's like I had fever, chills, and the headache. And then, like, I coughed, but it was like I was hocking up lugs. Like, the one was, like, the size of a golf ball. It was amazing. You should have seen it. But that was it. Wasn't so bad. I was in a clinical trial for a vaccine, and I had to go drive to the lab, which was in another state, to get, like, a whole bunch of tests done on me because the guy was saying, he's like, oh, yeah, your lungs are fine. Like, everything looks fine. He's like, you're just, your throat, it looks raw. And I'm like, well, yeah, I've been, you know, hocking up lugs for a whole day. But
that'll do it.
Yeah, but that was it. Wasn't the worst thing. But I, with as bad as that headache was, it makes me wonder if I had gotten the OG Wuhan death rattle, which was like the original strain. That's what I'm calling it, by the way. If I had gotten the original strain, how much worse would it have been? Because, like, Omicron is supposed to be way less severe than those earlier strains.
That you'd probably be in the hospital.
Probably would have had at least a pretty bad case. I don't know if I would have been hospitalized, but it would have been
paralyzing, probably.
Yeah, probably. Yeah, I would have been, like, completely out of commission. But like, yeah, so it wasn't terrible. But again, this is a later. We're in like the later stages of this whole thing. So I'm just bummed because you didn't get it yet, did you?
Nope.
Neither did Mickey.
No, I had it.
You had COVID?
Yeah, she had to miss the show because of it.
Oh, okay. I didn't remember that.
Yeah, last January, I think.
I thought I was the first person on the show to get it.
Me and Kara are the only holdouts.
I was really hoping that I'd be one of those rare people who like never gets it. So it was so disappointing. And then Hello Nurse got it too. So both of us were just like sitting here for a week, like staring at each other from across the living room, coughing in each other's direction.
Murderer and I.
Did you start thinking things like getting a little like stir crazy, and then all of a sudden you'd sit there and then in your head, is she trying to kill me? What's going on? Wait, she looked at me weird. Her blinking kind of annoys me. I don't like her anymore.
I mean, I assume she's always plotting to kill me just in general. Like, that's even apart from the whole COVID situation.
I feel like she said that out loud.
She probably has.
Okay.
It's probably true. I mean, look at me. Would you want to live with me for a long term period? No. See? So she'd be crazy not to be trying to put my life to an end. So it is what it is. It's fine. I've accepted my lot. But but anyway, that was that. And then, yeah, I did also have my birthday like the day after. I would have been no longer considered contagious. So I just missed. Big deal. And by the way, we apologize for if there were any audio issues on last week's show.
It's all my fault.
Mickey bought a new mixer that she does not know how to use.
Now.
Lifetime of music and recording and
I had like half an hour to set it up.
Why would you buy something that you didn't know how to use? Especially when she's explaining it was exactly like her old one but smaller.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Burn.
I bet you I could look at it and figure it out in probably about a minute.
Sure.
Ooh, challenge.
What do I win now? She doesn't have a business anymore. Do I win your house? If I come over and I solve it in a minute, do I get your house?
No.
How about one of your cats?
You can take all of the cats.
Ooh.
She's like a crazy cat lady now. Another cat showed up recently. Right? That was recently, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Was that the one that was like screaming while we came over?
No, that's Miso. That's the one that's up. That's upstairs cat, and now we have basement cat.
Can't they meet?
Eventually, but basement cat has to get checked to make sure he doesn't have feline nonsense.
Yeah.
Might have worms. You don't know.
Good.
Yeah, so basement cat. Yeah. And basement cat brought a friend the one night, scared the living bejesus out of me. I walked downstairs. He was being his normal self, round my legs. I walked down the steps, and there's a possum.
Ooh.
Ooh, an opossum.
Yep.
Those are awesome. I love them.
Thankfully,
awesome
possums. He didn't care. He was just, you know, eating the cat's food.
Yeah.
But I'm like, you couldn't have, like, warned me. And clearly, the cat didn't care that he was there.
Did the possum hiss at you?
No. No, he didn't do anything.
So now you have a pet possum, too.
No. We kicked him out.
You know that they're marsupials?
Yes.
Yes.
I didn't know that until, like, a year ago.
What?
Somehow
what did you think they were? Humans?
Mammal. Mammal. I thought it was a mammal. It's a marsupial. I had no idea. They got pouches. Mm-hmm. They're like American kangaroos.
Yeah, that's our American kangaroo.
Yeah, except much more docile and cute.
Right, yeah, they are adorable. Mm-hmm. That's the thing.
Like pigeons, they're ghetto bats.
Right, yeah. Yeah, pigeons are like cheap knockoff city birds, and possums are cheap knockoff kangaroos.
We've solved life.
There you go.
Life has been explained.
It is all connected. Go figure. I also started physical therapy.
Yay!
Since the last time I was on the show, because I realized today it's been like 3 weeks since I've seen you guys.
Mm-hmm.
But I did start physical therapy for my shoulder. It's going really well. I have like a lot of... I have like full... did I have full extension when I saw you last? Yeah, so I got that. And there's almost no pain now. So like I'm like right there. I'm right about 100% again. But the crazy thing though is now when I move both my arms, like if I do like arm circles or whatever, I feel all of the ways that my left arm is not smooth.
Yep, because the other one's fixed.
Yeah, it's all fixed up. Like right now, this is like my right arm is as... good as it could possibly be. Like he went in and he cleaned it all up and he made it like it's supposed
right.
to. It's in peak condition now, and it moves like a well-oiled machine. Like, it's like I've got like lubricant in there. It feels great. And then I move my left arm and I'm like, what's that? What's that catching? It's like a little pop, pop, pop every time I circle it forward. And it's like, oh. And then I'm thinking to myself, like, oh, right. My right arm is how it's supposed to feel. So now I'm thinking, okay, my neck, where I can literally move one of my discs with my fingers, my back, my hips, my wrists, all my fingers.
It's going to be dead by the time he's 40.
My elbows, my knees, my ankles, all of my toes. Like, crack, pop, you know, seize up, lock up. And I'm like, I wonder how much of that isn't supposed to be happening.
All of it.
Apparently.
All of it isn't supposed to be happening, because I could tell you from experience.
So I'm just a walking car crash.
Yeah.
Essentially. That's great.
With one working part now.
Yeah. My dominant hand, too.
Yeah.
I'm going to be invincible. Just wait.
You're going to be all, like... Chop, chop, chopped.
Right, yeah.
We're going to bring it back to chop, chop.
But this arm is so perfect now, I'll be able to hop up and down on one hand.
And then right? It'll become upside terrible down. Again.
And I'll be able to flip forward, land on my broken knees, but right before they splinter into dust, I'll be able to throw one punch.
But if you keep doing that, then that arm's going to get bad again.
Shh, it just needs one punch. That's all I need.
Yeah, that's
one.
Where it starts.
The great one.
That's the gateway punch.
The gateway to my grave. But on the show today, because we do have a podcast to get to that is jam-packed with stuff like a news update.
Give me something in it.
Is The Rock natty?
Ooh.
We'll find out. We've got the 10 best TV theme songs of all time, according to Rolling Stone. Yeah. Who makes them experts?
We'll find out.
I feel like Lazy E probably watches or has watched way more TV over the course of his life than whoever wrote that article for Rolling Stone.
See how old they are.
Okay. Which decade of your life would you choose to experience again? And our biggest airline pet peeves. Not necessarily ours, as in like the three of us, but...
in general.
Humanity. So that's on the way in this episode of A Freak Accident.
And A Freak Accident is fueled by Parlor Beverages.
Parlor is responsible for brewing the very highest quality craft soda you'll ever gulp down. But Parlor isn't just soda, it's a lifestyle. Their rock and roll beverages feed off of the nostalgia of yesteryear. They're edgy, experimental, and they have something for absolutely everybody with three... Is the pumpkin still available? No, it's gone. Ah, look at you. You missed out, you poor, poor plebeian. But they do still have three delicious and unique flavors available everywhere. Root beer, birch beer, and butterscotch root beer.
Like Crisco said, the pumpkin root beer is gone because you didn't try it out. They had to take it away. Do you want them to take away another flavor?
No.
No. So you need to get on ordering this. And it's delicious. It is fantastic. I just had one last night. I have a stock in my house of Parlor root beer, and it's not because they sponsor this show. I've had it before they sponsor this show. It's always locked in my fridge.
So you got to stop whatever you're doing before Lazy E buys out all of Parlor Beverage.
Uh-huh.
And go to Parlor.com right now to order yourself the best freaking root beer and some banging merch for yourself. Parlor ships anywhere in the United States, so they'll come to you wherever you are. And right now, listeners of A Freak Accident can get a special deal. Just use the promo code FREAK at checkout to get 20% off your entire order. That's code FREAK, F-R-E-A-K, for 20% off at DrinkParlor.com.
Parlor Beverages, drink more freaking root beer.
You got to know when to hold them. When to fold them, when to walk away, and when to run. On second thought, forget all that. Just rob the table and take what's yours. This is A Freak Accident.
News update.
All the news that's fit to talk about. I was going to say print, but that's, we don't print. Just hit the thing.
He's drunk, what's on his head?
Well, this doesn't exactly tie directly to Trump, but a lot of people...
are trying to make it that way?
Yeah, of course. They were screeching. There was a lot of screeching going on both sides about this earlier. I was going to say today. I think it actually happened yesterday. A Manhattan jury on Tuesday. Yeah, that was yesterday. Convicted two of former President Trump's companies on all charges of a criminal tax fraud scheme.
Okay.
Yeah, guilty of all charges. Adding a new complication to the many investigations and legal matters that seem to surround his third presidential campaign. Including, like, the, you know, having dinner with Kanye West thing.
Fake news.
And Kanye coming out and saying, and I quote, "I love Hitler."
Fake news.
All right.
You didn't hear about that?
I did not.
How?
That came out after we did the podcast last week that he then just decided to say, hey, I like Hitler.
He literally said he had some good ideas. Like the last thing you ever say. Somebody, though, pointed out Hitler did do one good thing. He killed Hitler.
Yeah.
Although he also killed the guy who killed Hitler. So it's kind of a wash.
Yeah, it's kind of a weird.
Yeah.
Double-edged sword.
The Trump Corporation, though, was found guilty on all of 9 criminal counts, and the Trump Payroll Corporation was found guilty on all of 8 criminal counts. The charges include a conspiracy, a scheme to defraud, and 3 counts of criminal tax fraud for each company. The companies face criminal penalties up to $1.6 million. The trial judge, Manhattan Supreme Court Justice Juan Merchan, said after the verdict that the companies would be sentenced on January 13th. So it's probably just the legal entities then, and has nothing necessarily to do with him directly, right? That's usually usually how these things work. They're shrouded in layers upon layers of legality that protect the owners.
And that seems like small peanuts for him to have to pay, even if there's 9 counts at $2 million a pop.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's just, you know, the interesting thing is just that, oh, yeah, no, his companies were up to illegal activities. So that's fine. That's okay. We can trust this guy.
The Joe Rogan Experience.
Oh, God, did we just upgrade this podcast?
No.
I said, we just launched to number one on every single podcast yes. service in the world.
Yes, we did.
This is not the Joe Rogan Experience, unfortunately. This is a freak accident. Joe Rogan has issued a challenge to The Rock.
And that challenge is?
He wants The Rock to admit that he's on steroids.
Oh.
Just when I think Joe Rogan can't get any stupider, he seems to up that ante a little bit. Because, first off, I don't think The Rock's on steroids. Second of all, if he is, what's going to make Joe Rogan the guy that makes him admit it, because he challenged him? I double dare you. That's stupid.
Yeah, well, I mean, The Rock is absolutely on steroids. That I can assure you.
You think?
Nobody ever in all of recorded history looks like that without juicing. It just doesn't happen. The human body is not capable of such things on its own.
He's not a human. He's a rock.
I mean, fair point.
Yeah.
He's a piece of geography. He's not a man.
But why did this come up now?
People have been talking about this for years. Like, I've seen it amongst, like, different people, especially people in, like, the fitness circles. Like, they're big on, like, who's natty. You know, they talk about stuff like that. Like, one thing was, like, Henry Cavill, when he bulked up for Superman, he was natty. Now, he looked great, but if you actually go back and look at him, you'll see, like, oh, he looks like a human being who's just in really good shape. Whereas The Rock looks like a freaking, he looks like an action figure. Literally, everything about him is, did you see him in freaking Black Adam?
No, I never saw that movie.
I thought the funniest thing was the guy who played Shazam, they put him in a muscle suit. Like, he did bulk up a little bit, but they put, like, fake muscles right on him, which is funny because, like, oh, what's a kid's idea of, like, a champion would be, like, a big muscle guy, right? The Rock looks like that, but there's no padding in his suit at all. It's just a thin layer that laid over his skin.
Because he's God's gift to man.
Not denying that either, necessarily, but he's definitely also using God's juice to beef up.
I just think Joe Rogan's trying to find the biggest celebrity he could and try to link onto that.
Maybe. I don't know.
I think he is. I mean, he's kind of a jerk.
He's kind of big on his own.
But he's a jerk.
Joe Rogan?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's always kind of been a jerk, and it's like,
it ebbs and flows. He goes from being a jerk to being thoughtful to being, like, generous.
When
back
was
to being
he
a
thoughtful?
Jerk again. He can be thoughtful. He's capable of it anyway.
I never hear about the thoughtful.
One might argue
of course not. It's the news.
Yeah. One might argue he's too thoughtful. He thinks a little too much about too many things. That's part of his problem.
He needs to just, you know, go to bed.
I would love to do that.
No, I meant Joe Rogan.
I know what you're talking about, but that you just made me think of my bed, and I'm tired, and like I was out of milk before, so I couldn't have an afternoon coffee, and it's just kind of...
Let's move on. Sometimes you want to go where everybody knows your name. I hope the person who identified her body knew her name.
Kirstie Alley, unfortunately, passed away yesterday after what her family described was a short battle with cancer.
Yeah, it was a private battle, colon cancer. She had, 71?
She was 71 years old, yep.
Yeah, I mean, it's a shame because she's battled a lot. I believe she had addiction problems. She had weight problems.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I remember the weight problems mainly because she had those diet commercials always on, and she would lose all that weight, then gain it all back. And it's just like, oh, my God, what? It's terrible. But I was kind of shocked to find out she was 71. I guess it didn't compute in my head that she was that old.
Yeah.
She never looked that old.
No. I mean, even like recently, like recent or more recent pictures of her, like she still looked fantastic for, you know, being 71 years old.
Recent pictures, she doesn't look fantastic.
Well,
she's
dead. She's decaying. Yeah, it probably wouldn't look good at all. Anyway, she was most famous for playing Rebecca on Cheers. She was also in a NBC sitcom called Veronica's Closet that aired from 97 to 2000. She was also in multiple movies, Star Trek II, The Wrath of Khan, Summer School, Village of the Damned, Look Who's Talking, and others as well.
Look Who's Not Talking now.
Jesus, buddy. The most recent gig was she was the baby mammoth on season 7 of The Masked Singer.
Yeah.
Okay. Jericho was just on there as a T-Rex.
I guessed it way before they unmasked him.
Of course.
It was very obvious.
He sounds like Chris Jericho. Yeah. How do you not know?
Yeah, and he even said, yeah, baby! I'm like, oh, come on.
Surprised you didn't sing Judas.
Yeah, I mean, geez, wouldn't surprise me.
Anyway, Kirstie Alley, rest in peace. There's a new trend on social media, a new prank.
I swear, if someone does this to me, I am going to be enraged with, oh.
You're going to be enraged with rage?
Yes, my face will turn red.
So the new prank is you hang out in a parking lot, and then while a person goes inside the store, you surround their car with shopping carts and then wait and film their reaction.
I would be so mad.
Now, when they do this, because I haven't seen this yet, do they like just put like one cart and then another one here, or do they connect
them? They surround your car with...
Like, well, so they're stuck inside each other, so it's, like, very difficult to get apart.
Here's what I hate about this. It's twofold. First of all, I'd be mad I couldn't move my car. Second of all, do you know what makes me more angry than anything? People who don't put back the shopping carts!
Oh, yeah. Don't even get me started on that.
It's so easy! They have things for them in the drive, the parking lot. Just put them away.
You know what's worse than the people who just leave them wherever are the people who walk them over to the cart corral and leave it like next to it or behind it. Like, you went through all of that trouble just to like bitch out in the end. That seems to be a little bit.
Or when they put it near the curb and they like kind of put it over the curb so it doesn't roll. It's like you did that much effort. Just roll it to you could walk.
Listen, that's a very important exercise, though, because you find out who the sociopaths are in society. It's the people who don't ever take the cart back.
Oh, I figured it was the people that took the cart back.
Well, no, because the people who take the cart back, they literally are doing the right thing, and they are never rewarded for it. They just do it because it's the right thing to do. Like, it's not required. You're not penalized if you don't. You're not rewarded if you do. It's just the right thing to do.
You should be penalized.
I mean, I would happily dress as a ninja and beat the snot out of anybody who doesn't.
Yeah. I mean, Aldi's penalizes you 25 cents.
They do?
Yeah, you have to put a quarter in the cart.
To even make it, it like locks up. You got to put a quarter in it to move it. And then you got to take it back and lock it up again in order to get your quarter back.
You see, that's genius.
Yeah.
Good job, Aldi.
But recently this happened to a woman in Oklahoma. She went into Walmart to pick up a few things. She was scared when she came out. She didn't understand what was happening.
Scared?
Well, yeah.
How old was she?
Probably old.
Because I was going to say, oh, no.
Here's the thing,
aliens are coming.
Well, I mean, realistically, though, if you don't know what this is and suddenly, like, you find, like, you might think, like, somebody's trying to rob you, maybe. Like, you know what I mean? They're distracting
well,
you
the
long enough to.
The huge thing right now is kidnapping.
Right. Yeah, no. You don't know.
Right.
You know, that's the thing. If you don't understand where this is coming from, it might freak you out.
Mm.
A lot of people, though, apparently get upset in these reactions.
No crap.
Yeah, it seems natural. People who film them post them online because it gets them a lot of attention. These stunts aren't new, but they spread quickly. Yeah, I don't know. I would probably... I don't know what I would do.
I'd just be angry.
I would probably just calmly pull the carts apart, get into my car, and drive away.
Do you know what I'd do?
That's probably what I would do.
I feel like I'd find the person that did it.
And throttle them.
No, but make them put all the carts back.
I would get in my car... And I'd just drive.
Right through the carts?
Right through the carts. And then I'd just stick my middle finger out the door and hope the person saw it. Yeah. It's a Jeep thing. That's what we do.
You're a mean one, Mr. Grinch.
This is hilarious.
You really
this is hilarious.
I'm surprised after the Nakatomi Plaza incident that anybody still has a company Christmas party.
I know.
It's just outrageous. But a company Christmas party in northern Michigan went a little sideways Saturday night after the Grinch had a little too much to drink.
Excellent.
Why don't you read the details? The details are what make this story fantastic.
The party was at a hotel in Traverse City, Michigan. A 30-year-old employee dressed as the Grinch got drunk and attacked another 30-year-old employee who was dressed up as Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. Police say Grinch guy was the aggressor and started throwing haymakers. The Rudolph guy was just trying to defend himself. It's not clear what led up to the fight except alcohol.
Really?
Well, we all know, alcohol makes you very relaxed and not, like, you know, hyped up and, you know...
No, it doesn't make you make poor decisions.
Yeah, no, you only make good decisions when you're drunk.
I just know what happened. This guy got so drunk he thought he was the Grinch. He saw Rudolph and he knew S was going down. His heart didn't grow that day.
I was gonna say, yeah, there's a joke in there somewhere about his heart growing three sizes, but his liver shrank four. That's actually gonna wrap it up for the news update. As always, if you come across news that you want us to talk about, freaks@afreakaccident.com. Up next is the 10 best TV theme songs of all time, according to Rolling Stone.
You could pay attention to the ramblings of a star-craving mad person. Or you can listen to us. It's basically the same thing, just less bone-crushing depressing. We are a freak accident.
We got television love.
So this is, according to Rolling Stone, a list of the greatest TV theme songs of all time. We're going to give you the top 10 because the list is actually 100 long.
Yeah, we're not going to do it. We'd have to do a whole show.
We don't have time for that. I am upset, though, because looking at this now, I noticed number 11 is Game of Thrones, and I love that theme song.
But I don't think it fits as a favorite.
How is Cheers number 13?
Pisses me off.
How isn't it number one?
Yeah, I mean, that is, everybody knows that song. Kind of like everybody knows your name.
I feel like anybody under 30 probably doesn't know that song.
I'm surprised.
Maybe that's what wrote this article.
I'm surprised The Muppet Show is so far down the list at number 17. Mission Impossible, which is iconic in and of itself because of the movie franchise, is down at number 15.
But Mission Impossible, the show... Is
it
the same thing?
I didn't know there was a show.
Yeah. That's what it confuses me. I didn't know it was a show either.
Okay.
The Simpsons is all the way down at number 18.
Wow. That's another surprising one.
Because you would have to figure, especially seeing some of these in the top 10.
I know.
It's like, how do you not... Let's just get into it. Number 10, Too Many Cooks.
It takes a lot to make a stew.
A pinch of salt and laughter too.
It was on Adult Swim.
Apparently.
This is off to a bad start.
Like, I have never heard this ever.
It's terrible. I'm hearing it now. It is terrible.
Yeah, because, you know, whenever you're in a bar, you know, and people say something like, you know, sometimes you want to go where everybody knows your name. That's, like, still iconic even today.
Yeah, that's the one that...
But think of all the people you hear singing this all the time. Obviously, this should be higher on the list than Cheers.
This one, the Cheers thing miffed me, too. Because when I saw it was 13, I was like, it didn't even crack the top 10?
That's what I mean, man. Well, that, and then, like, we jump immediately into number 9, The O.C. California,
here we come. This was big right at the time.
It was a popular show, but again, if we're talking about... I almost feel like this... list is mostly based on, like, how popular were the shows.
Well, no, because this song actually did make radio. So I'll give them that. I don't know it should be this high.
No, that's what I mean. Now, this next one, though, I do agree with. I am also surprised it's not higher
on the
list.
Yeah, I was going to say it should be higher.
But at least it is rightfully in the top 10. Say what you will about the show. Everybody knows the theme song to Friends.
We got to do it. We got to do the claps. We have to at least get to the claps. Here we go.
No.
Your love life be away.
Like you're always stuck in second gear.
Like, I actually used to, when I DJed at that club in Wilkes-Barre, I used to play this song at the end of the night when everybody was hammered.
And everybody
was like,
claps.
It was a ridiculous sing-along every single time. No, but we're singing along to the Too Many Cooks theme song, too. Yeah, you hear that in dance clubs all over the country.
Wait, should have been higher.
Right.
Because, again, it made radio number one, this song, the Rembrandts.
Right, yeah.
It's the reason they have money to eat.
This next one is an all-time favorite, all-time classic. It should have been higher. I also played this one at that bar, too. The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Boom, boom, boom.
Now this is a story all about how my life got flipped, turned upside down. And I'd like to take a minute, just sit right there. I'll tell you how I became the prince of a town called Bel-Air.
Boom, boom, boom. Classic. Boom, boom.
I could just sit here and listen to it. We could end the podcast.
There's multiple
on that.
Verses, too.
I got the TV version.
Okay, yeah. Because I was going to say, like, there are actually more than the first verse, which is kind of crazy.
Yeah.
Because I'm only familiar with the everybody was only familiar with the first one. Where a couple of guys, they were up to no good, started making trouble in my neighborhood. I got in one little fight, my mom got scared. She said, you're moving with your auntie and uncle in Bel Air. I put the cabin when it came near. The lights made fresh and in the mirror. If anything, I can say that this guy was rare, and I thought, man, forget it. Yo, home to Bel-Air! It's a classic. You get the idea. Number 6 is also iconic.
I think it could have been 10 or 9.
Maybe. It's the Twilight Zone.
Mm.
I love the lyrics.
The Game of Thrones theme song didn't have lyrics either, but I think it's more so like the fact that this tune is iconic.
Yeah.
Like you could do the and everybody knows what you're talking about.
You could probably get 3 notes in and everybody would know the song.
Exactly. Yeah. Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood at number 5.
It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine?
I get sad every time I listen to this because he's dead.
Yeah.
He was just a good guy.
Mm-hmm.
He was one of the best people ever.
He was so liked and loved and such a good guy that people started making rumors that he was in, like, the Navy SEALs and stuff like that and killed people.
Yeah. Yeah, he was in a brutal biker gang that used to beat, it was like vigilante justice kind of stuff.
This
like Hell's Angels.
And then he reformed and became everybody's best friend.
No, but he still rode the bike, though. Oh, absolutely.
Okay. The next one is another one that does not belong on this list.
Yeah, what even is it?
I don't know.
I've never heard of this show in my life.
What is it?
Crazy Ex-Girlfriend?
Nope.
I was working hard at a New York job, making dough, but it made me blue. One day I was crying a lot, and so I decided to move.
Mickey's mounted her horse. She's riding off into the sunset.
Career. It happens to me.
I mean, it's a fun song to bounce up and down.
I don't identify it at all.
No.
If somebody had just run up to me on the street and played this, and been like, what is this? I'd have been like, I don't know, a conniption? Is there something wrong with that woman? Yeah, whatever. It aired from 2015 to 2019.
Nope, no idea.
It's another one, though, that we have next that has no lyrics.
Oh, yeah, but this one, though...
It's so iconic.
Yeah, Sanford and Son.
I want this as a walking song. Just walking down the street.
Number two is actually a tie between two.
I agree with these.
Yeah, these are... I think they've earned their place. The first is the Brady Bunch.
Mm. Here's the story of a girl named Mickey. And she just wants to kill us all. All of them are...
Yeah, you know you've reached icon status when the parody songs start to come out.
Yeah, like I just did.
Right.
Of a guy named Crisco.
Oh.
He was busy with three boys of his own. His arm doesn't work, and it clicks now. Well, the other one is fine.
Yeah, right. Tied with it at number two is the theme to Gilligan's Island. Mm.
Just sit right back and you'll hear a tale of a fateful trip that started from this tropic port aboard this tiny ship.
The mate was a mighty sailing man,
the skipper brave and sure.
Five passengers set sail that day for a three-hour tour. A three-hour tour.
He even did the lightning. Yeah, that's that is also deservedly high on the list.
I don't agree with number one, but it is iconic.
Yeah, I think everybody knows it.
I'll tell you afterwards what I mean, other ones that should have been on there.
I do agree that I feel like some of these others in the top three could have supplanted this one at number one, but number one is the Jeffersons.
Well, we're moving on now.
Moving on up to the east side. To a deluxe apartment in the sky.
We're moving on up.
Amen. Oh, yeah.
We finally got a piece of the pie.
Oh, break it down.
So do they explain on this list how they came up with?
No, it's just some idiot's opinion.
Mm.
Some idiot who works for Rolling Stone.
How did Full House not make top 10?
Agreed.
How did Family Matters not make top 10?
Whatever happened to delictability?
The milkman, the paperboy, evening TV.
Yeah, right. That's another one.
Full House, Family Matters.
All in the Families is at number 20.
Yeah, All in the Family should have been in there. I mean, what is 200?
Oh, let's find out. Yeah,
I'm kind of curious.
200 or 100?
Oh, yeah. 100. I want to know what 200 is then.
I hope there's not 200.
I would. Well, maybe tomorrow they'll come out with the 200th.
Yeah, there you go. Let me see.
I kind of am very curious about this.
Well, see, this list only goes to number 50. This page only goes to number 50. I don't know if I got.
Does it load
somewhere? Oh wait. Here it is up top. They got it formatted weird. Like in order to get to like number 100, you got to click another thing.
Oh yeah, probably because they make more money because of the ads.
WandaVision?
Huh?
I didn't even watch that show.
Oh, I loved that show, but it doesn't have a memorable theme song. I couldn't even tell you what it was.
Yeah, see?
This is... I could probably come up with 100 that are better than number one.
I didn't watch enough TV to know.
But better than Too Many Cooks, I could have came up with 100 better than that.
Yeah, what the hell? Yeah, Too Many Cooks and Crazy Ex-Girlfriend.
Yeah. I don't understand it.
How dare you? How dare you, Rolling Stone man?
How about the
Maybe
Office theme?
Yeah, that's another one.
That's iconic.
Yeah, at this point it is. Huh. You know what? A Rolling Stone gathers no moss, but it will gather a bunch of my fists.
Make sure it's the right hand.
Right, my strong arm.
You have a strong arm.
Let me use my strong hand. Up next, which decade of your life would you choose to experience again? Is the answer the one where I'm dead?
Be a part of the show. Go to afreakaccident.com and click on connect. That's afreakaccident.com. Click on connect. Yes, go!
It just felt right.
What was that?
Stratovarius. So.
Okay.
Go buy their album.
Play it again.
Yes, go buy.
So the question posed in Southwest North South.
Swins.
Yes, is our friends at Swins, SWNS. If time travel was possible, which decade of your life would you choose to experience all over again?
See, it's a weird. I'm guessing they mean you're the same age.
So, okay. Here's the thing, though, and this, maybe I'm asking about taxes too much here, but So you're going back and reliving that decade. Do you? Yeah, one, is your age turned back or forward to whatever that decade was? And do you get to do anything differently, or are you just re-experiencing it exactly the way that it happened?
I think for the fun of it, we should say we get to go back to that decade, but with the knowledge we have now.
Okay, so that's what we're going off.
Yes.
And by that decade, do we mean the decades that we have lived through?
We had to have lived through it.
Or I guess like whatever decade of your life. So like, you know, teens would count.
Right, that's what I'm trying to figure, because it could go either
30s,
way.
30s, whatever.
But you would be the same age as you were in that decade, just with the knowledge you have now.
So my broken, depressed 34-year-old brain in my 21-year-old body. Let's rock this.
Let's see what happens.
Yeah.
Light a fire under that rocket.
Hell yeah. So my answer would probably be my 20s. If I get to keep my memories that I have now, I would relive my 20s. If not, I would probably say my 30s. My 30s actually haven't been that bad.
You've only had 4 years of them.
I know, but that's what I'm saying. They haven't been all that bad. So,
give it time.
But yeah, if I have my brain still the way that it is now, 20s, easily. I was in way better shape. I was able to like do more things. I felt better. I could, you know, stay up later and I could recover from things faster.
I think I would pick by far. I mean, I would say the 80s, but I was too young then.
Okay.
I would relive the 90s because I look at it as most of my family was still alive then.
Okay.
Which is pretty cool.
Yeah.
And to be able to know that I should appreciate those times more would be neat. A lot of my favorite TV shows, I'd be able to relive the WCW versus WWF and actually know what's going on. That would be neat.
So you didn't know what was going on when it was going on?
Well, I knew what was going on, but to know that it wouldn't last forever and to appreciate it.
You know what? You picking... it's interesting that you picked like an actual decade of like reality as opposed to a decade of your life, because the 90s was the peak of human civilization.
Probably.
It really was. It was pre-internet. Well, the internet was kind of a thing, but it wasn't what it is now. No social media. We still had like, you know, good music. We had the ability to travel the entire world, and like, you know, we didn't have to worry about, you know, having a smartphone there weren't cell phones, you know what I mean? So you were untethered, unplugged.
And that's another thing.
Politics wasn't all-consuming everything.
I would have also been able to see concerts of bands that no longer exist.
Yeah.
At a reasonable price. Like, you'd be able to go, okay, Nirvana's going to blow up this year. I'm going to see them before that.
Right.
So the ticket prices are like $5.
I'm going to go to Woodstock 99.
No.
No.
But I'm going to keep my distance. Like, I'm going to go from afar. No. Like, I'm going to use my binoculars and just stay near, but not there.
No. you'd still get harmed.
Mickey.
I don't want to relive my life.
Oh.
Okay.
I don't know. Probably my 30s.
Okay. So you've been happy with how things have been going?
Yeah, I mean, I've been happy with the way my whole life has gone. I just don't want to relive it.
Oh, boo-hoo. Let me play a sad song for you on the world's smallest violin.
Are you done?
Yeah.
But, like, even with knowledge going back, I don't... No. No, I don't want to do it.
Well, I mean, Mickey is a time traveler, so she could probably pull
She's
this
already
off.
Done
yeah,
it.
I've already done it. Been there. I mean, made the cycle a few times. Terrible idea.
She sits in her house all day when she's not trying to build a greenhouse, and she stares at the walls.
Everybody has known this forever.
She's probably doing the same thing way back when, too. So it's like, why would I want to go relive that? I'm currently living it.
I can relive when the walls were green. That's cool.
Someone asked 2,000 Americans in a survey for SWNS. I'm sorry, they asked 2,000 American seniors what they'd do. The top answer was their 30s.
Okay.
30s is where it's at, I guess. 30% said their 30s were the happiest and best decade of their life. The 20s was second with 25% of the vote. The source does not list stats for other decades. So, there you go.
Well, I just thought 90s because I didn't have any responsibility either.
And it was the peak of human civilization.
Well, yeah. Well, especially for me because I didn't have any responsibilities.
How old were you in the 90s?
Well, you figure I went from 6 to 16.
Okay.
Your point that music was better in the 90s is a good observation. Movies were better in the 90s, too.
Yeah.
On top of television shows.
Yeah.
Everything was better.
Well, there was originals.
Right.
There weren't remakes.
Yeah. Everything wasn't a remake or a superhero movie.
Yeah.
There was actual, like, creativity and new stuff that you could get excited about.
Maybe we'll get back to that one day.
And then I could finally figure out, why do they call it New Metal NU?
Yeah. That's like, not how you spell new.
That's not how you spell it.
But that was back, like, when everything was edgy and yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's when, you know, everything extreme.
Yeah.
Everything was extreme.
Yeah.
And it was spelled with an X first.
Yep. Extreme. Yeah. Superman had long hair like a hippie back in the 90s.
The X Games.
Died. You know, Doomsday punched him to death. The X Games was, like, just coming out. Yeah. Tony Hawk was the most, like, popular man in the entire country.
Does that guy age?
No.
Because Tony Hawk looks exactly the same.
Yep.
I think he's a robot.
He's always been 50.
Yeah. Yeah, he's never looked young, but he's never looked old.
Yeah, right. But he never gets older.
Well, it's kind of like when Betty White was alive.
Right.
Was she ever young?
Yes.
When? Because I only see her old.
90 years ago.
When bread was made.
There was an actor, I forget who it was. It was somebody I saw recently in a movie. And I saw, like, there was a clip of him. I forget who it was, but it was in, like, a very, very old film. And he was in it. And I saw him, and I'm like, my God, this guy's always been old. Even when he was young, he was old.
You know another guy who was like
that? What's he, 19 there, going on 90? Like, jeez.
Rodney Dangerfield.
Yeah, kind of.
That guy never wasn't old. He was just old. Abe Vigoda. He was always old.
People never even knew if he was alive. He was. So
I know
old
they had a website about it.
Yeah. Listener, let us know your thoughts. What decade you'd go back to? Overthink it by all means. FreakCityFreakAccident.com. We're going to end with our biggest airline pet peeves on a freak accident.
Reasons to listen to a freak accident.
We always go above and beyond in serving our community.
The fact that it's court ordered is irrelevant.
I like that.
Yeah.
I don't know where you got that from, but hang on to it.
I will.
So this is from a website called Upgraded Points. I'm assuming, like, it's airline points, airline miles, maybe, or
Mile High Club.
Yeah.
Oh, what? Beep.
Are you in that? Do you belong to that?
No.
No.
I would be too scared.
Yeah.
And that, it's just disgusting.
It's disgusting. It's uncomfortable.
The bathrooms in there are not the cleanliest.
They're also never as big as they're portrayed on television.
I know.
Ever.
They're more so like Tommy Boy. Was it Tommy Boy or Black Sheep? Black Sheep, I think it was. Oh, no, it was Tommy Boy. He's on the plane and he's trying to get in and he's like,
Yeah,
because that is truly how they are.
Right. Yes.
Yeah. But this is this is our top pet peeves whenever we're dealing with airlines, okay? That's the top seven. So number seven is strangers who force you into small talk on the plane.
Every freaking time.
Yeah, it's like, you know if a person wants to talk. You could tell if a person wants to talk, and you could tell by their expression when you start talking to them.
No, they can't tell with me. They just continue to talk. I tell Murderer all the time. I have a post-it note on my forehead that says, please talk to me.
You should just put the headphones in, and then when they start looking at you to talk, just point to the headphones and then look away.
Tried.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. See, that's like... For me, I feel like the signal is if you greet the person as they're sitting down. If you get the greeting or you like respond to the greeting, that's like the indication that, oh, yeah, I'm ready to talk. You just eyes forward at all times.
Yeah, no. No, none of that works for me. And even in public. We're not even talking about airlines here.
You don't even look particularly friendly. I don't know who's
falling
for
this. Yeah, that's why I don't understand.
I know. I'm particularly scared of you and I know you.
Yeah, right.
Maybe that's the problem.
Yeah, you need to express yourself more.
I know Mickey, and I wouldn't talk to her on an airplane.
Yeah. I'd keep eyes forward.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that is annoying, though, especially if you're not in the mood to talk. Like, I've flown, and I've talked to people I've sat next to, and it's been all right. You know what I mean? But there were other times where I'm like, I don't feel like it. Like, just shut up and leave me alone. And it's like not, they don't play along.
So you know.
Poll found... 70% of us would rather deal with a nonstop talker than someone who stinks, though.
Oh, absolutely. I'd rather someone talk all day.
And not smell.
Yeah. Put on some deodorant.
Depends. What do they smell like? Chicken?
Oh, it's probably B.O.
Yeah.
You know, like an Italian hoagie.
I've had that. I've been on a flight once where, like, every once in a while I'd get a whiff of something, and I'm like, it's somebody nearby. I don't know who, and I can't tell where it's coming from, but it's somebody. So I don't know if it was, like, every time they'd lift
the
arm.
You're on a plane. It could be the person all the way at the back of the plane.
There's filters in the air.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Number six, someone asking if you'll switch seats with them.
Now, why would you do that?
I paid for that damn seat. I want it.
Yeah.
I don't think that really ever happened to me.
It's never happened to me.
Yeah.
I've flown very, very infrequently, but it's never happened to me.
Yeah, I can't remember any time anybody's asked it. No. Somebody else offered to switch seats. They had a first class seat, and there was a woman with a little kid, and she said to her, do you want to... No. The woman who was in first class by herself...
Yeah.
She offered the woman with the little kid to sit in first class instead because there weren't as many people up there.
Oh, if I was in first class, I'd have been thrilled about that.
Mm.
There's nothing worse than a kid on a plane.
Surprisingly quiet the whole time.
Oh, well, then everything worked out.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. On our way back from our honeymoon, there was a kid who ran up and down the aisle of the plane for the entire flight.
Oh,
I told Mary, I'm like, just stick your arm out and clothesline that little bastard running by. Number six, someone asking if you'll... Oh, I did that one already. Number five, people who crowd the gate before it's time to board. Yeah, why? Don't they call you by row anyway?
Yes.
So what are you standing up there for?
They think they're going to win a lottery. Oh, maybe if I get close, they'll just let me through.
No.
Usually you end up on the plane standing in the aisle anyway, waiting for the people up ahead of you to get their bags into the overhead and then sit down.
Yeah.
What's your rush to get to do this? It's just like the people who stand up right when the plane lands. It's like you're not going to get off any quicker.
Oh, I do, and I do get off quicker. I literally run.
Mickey goes right through the window.
I wish.
She pulls the emergency lever and jumps
slides out.
Yeah.
Whee! Murder and I have discussed that.
People who stand on moving walkways so you can't get by.
But they're moving.
Yeah, but like the whole
purpose of it is to just get you to walk faster.
Yeah, it speeds up your
travel. No way! This is like people that walk up escalators.
Shut up, idiot. No, I ran on one of those things. I felt like the Flash.
Yes.
It was incredible.
But that's the purpose of them. So if you ever had to fly enough where you're trying to catch an overlay that only gave you 10 minutes right. from one end of the airport to the other, they come in real handy.
I live a fat man life. If I'm on an escalator, I stand there. If I'm on a moving ground, I let it move me.
Have you ever been to O'Hare? Yeah. So when I was, I traveled out west some years back, and I had a layover in O'Hare. Now, it was convenient because, like, when I landed, it was at Terminal A, and my connecting flight was also in Terminal A. So
at
I
the
had
time.
I had to walk, like, a couple hundred feet. It was right across from right. McDonald's. Like, I got some food. I sat down. Oh, my God, this wasn't bad at all. I've got, like, a half hour to kill before I got to catch this, before this flight comes in. Then the announcement comes over the loudspeaker. It says that the flight will now be departing from Terminal E.
Mm-hmm.
E.
Yep.
I had to
there
go from Terminal A to Terminal E at Chicago O'Hare. I sprinted through that airport. It took me 30 minutes of nonstop jogging mm-hmm. to get to that gate.
Oh.
I was at one point, I was on the longest of those people mover things I've ever seen. It went underneath the tarmac, yep. and I'm sprinting. That was where I was running, and I'm sprinting down it. And I felt like the Flash. Like I said, I was running so fast, but my God, what a freaking nightmare.
Did you feel like you were going to jump through rings like Sonic the
yeah.
Hedgehog?
All I needed was the gold rings. That'd have been fine. But like then, then meanwhile, there's Lazy E with a cot stretched out taking a nap on the people mover.
Straight.
It's not all for you to make you more lazy.
Yes, it is. Then don't make the ground move.
Number three is people who are rude to airport staff and flight attendants.
I agree.
I'm against anybody who's rude to anybody working anywhere for any reason.
Sure.
Like, whether it's a person at Target, the person at the coffee shop, your
it's
waiter.
It's not their fault.
Right. Yeah.
Ever.
Hey.
They're just working.
That's the thing. I hate, too, when people are like, oh, well, you know, I'm not giving them a good tip. They look miserable. They're at work. I can't imagine why.
Yeah.
If I had to deal with you, I'd be miserable, too.
I agree.
Number two, line cutting. This includes people who try to cut at check-in and at the gate.
Oh. I'm like, why would there be line cutting? Because they call you by seat.
Yeah.
But, yeah, if you're checking in and, yeah.
Yeah, I'll never forget. There was when we, that was another thing on our honeymoon. We were, there was this one older couple. Like, they were, like, very insistent. And, like, we flew first class for our honeymoon. And I remember thinking to myself, like, buddy, you aren't the only ones in first class. This doesn't give you special privileges. There's, like, 20 of us, mm-hmm. you know, on this plane.
Mm-hmm.
And number one, when the person behind you kicks your seat.
If they do it once, it's a mistake.
Even a couple of times. It's like, those are tight quarters on those planes.
Yeah, but if it becomes a constant...
Right.
All right.
Yeah. Like, if it's a kid who's just boom, 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 thumbing on my seat, I'm breaking your child's neck. I hope you're aware of this. I'll go to jail. I won't care. A justice will be done in the world. Mickey, have you ever had to deal with that?
Small children kicking seats?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Have you yelled at them?
No, I just turn around and glare at them.
Oh.
And that's why they don't talk.
Do they start crying?
Sometimes.
Do you threaten to...
One of them did.
Do you threaten to take them home and cram them into your oven?
That's too much effort.
She doesn't cook.
Well, there's that problem, too.
So here's more, a couple of extra little stats here. 54% of people said they would rather sit next to a dog than a baby. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. If there's a dog on my plane, I want to pet it.
Well, but what if it's a baby dog?
Even better.
No, but they'll bark all the time.
Yeah. That it's a dog.
I don't know.
There's nothing about a dog that's bad. And 55% would rather be next to a crying baby than a fighting couple. Absolutely
yeah.
not.
No, I'd rather the crying baby.
Hell no. That's better than the in-flight movie. I want a front seat to that disaster.
No, I wouldn't be able to take it. I wouldn't be able to take that. Nope, not a chance in the world. I'll take the crying
baby.
Listen,
we could solve the problem. You just got to store your baby down in steerage along with the luggage and where most of the dogs go.
Mm.
It'll be fine down there. It'll be fine.
It probably will.
The dogs survive. The baby will be fine.
Sometimes.
Just wrap it up in something soft. Give it a cookie. It'll be fine.
No.
Yes.
Babies can't have cookies.
You don't know that.
Yes, you do.
Maybe it's toothed already.
Toothed. Oh, is your baby toothed yet?
Here's a cookie.
Here's a cookie. Your baby's doomed.
He's going down underneath. I want peace and quiet on this flight.
God, what are you, from Noxon?
Yeah.
My baby's tooth.
That makes no sense to anybody who doesn't live within five square miles of
here. Here's the deal. Can you hear the name Noxon and not think what I'm thinking?
A very fair point. That does it for the show. Thank you for taking the time to listen. We do hope you enjoyed it. If you did, I got some good news for you. We've got 300 plus episodes for you to listen to. It's all at our website, afreakaccident.com. That's the letter A, freakaccident.com. Just click podcast. You can get all of those episodes. You can also click connect. Come hang out with us on social media, which has been really sparse lately. Is Kara still hacks?
Yeah, she's no. She's back. She did post something where you look like a ghost in the back, in the reflection of Mickey. Mickey's sitting there, and in the mirror behind, in the window behind her, you just see your reflection, and it looks like an ominous thing.
Oh, perfect.
It's creepy.
Do you, but she's unhacked, though?
Yeah, she is unhacked.
Oh, thank God. That took forever. Anyway, so that's good news. So come find us on social media, and Kara will be posting things, we hope. And then, on top of that, you want to go to the shop. We've got two t-shirts there now. There will be more coming, probably good, in the new year, but we got more shirts. So if you don't like any of those designs, sit tight. There'll be more on the way. Mickey and I have discussed one of them. That will be interesting. And you can also request free stickers. Of course, the big thing with podcasts is you want to subscribe so you get the show all the time. And leave us a good review. That'll always help us. Next week on the show, I don't know. That's our last new show of the year, though, is next week. Yeah. So come back for that. It'll be fun. And then we're off until the new year. So come celebrate with us, and we'll have one last hurrah. Who knows? Maybe it'll just be me here at that point. Yeah. Chop shop, baby. we'll catch you soon. Thanks again for listening for Freak Accident. I'm Crisco.
I'm Lazy.
I'm Mickey, and we're reminding you.
You might think you have it all figured out.
Until a freak accident happens.
Fake news.
Party's over, dude.
Now I bring you the worst news ever. The show is over.
No!
But if you're the kind of person who doesn't learn from their mistakes, a freak accident will be back with an all-new episode next week.
Thou shalt not miss it.
A Freak Accident is a Solar Flare Media production. All rights reserved. Intro music is licensed under Creative Commons BYNC ND 3.0. Thunder Rock, performed by Magic Studio. Thanks for listening.